What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Juice Box. I'm your host, Coach John Willis, man, and it's great to have you. As we get started, you already know we have to give a huge shout out to those who ride with us. Convoy Basketball, Dr. Bethany Nutrition, Max Hoops, Leadership Surge. As always, the show is brought to you by The Juice University, TJU. Making coaches better, one rep at a time. And the Coach John Willis Company. Man, it's such a beautiful day. We here live on a Monday evening. And we got a lot of things to get into today on the show. A couple things that we want to talk about. I'm going to try to have them brief because there is so much content to get in on. So to start off, we're going to talk about The Last Dance. And I'm kind of having mixed emotions. I might just stop watching it, you know, to be honest with you. And, you know, typically I like to know what's going on with the world and stuff like that, but I may just have to stop watching The Last Dance just because I grew up, you know, wanting to be like Mike, you know, just like anybody else that's in their 30s. You know, Michael Jordan, hands down, was my first, you know, attraction to the game of basketball. And I was so wrapped up in what I saw or what I thought I saw on the TV, you know, great player, you know, can do it all. And the more I began to grow and develop and love the game of basketball, the more I started to research and learn about it. And, you know, I came to find out that, you know, the things that I enjoy and really appreciate about the game, you know, Michael Jordan was not the best at those things, you know. So there's a lot of narratives, you know. There's some people who say, oh, I hate him because I like LeBron James, and I do. I love LeBron James. But you have people who didn't even start on a varsity high school team who calls somebody mentality soft that's a professional athlete. You got people who ain't been pro in nothing. So I think that's ironic. You know, a lot of people just say some crazy stuff. But anyway, the reason I may start watching The Last Dance is because there is a crab pot mentality. And if you ever have a chance to boil crabs live, especially blue crabs, some we eat on in the South and on the East Coast, you boil blue crabs live, you put the crabs in a pot. And as the crabs are in the pot, crabs will try to escape and get out. You know, they'll try to get out the pot while it's cooking, or they'll try to climb out the bag or the barrel, whatever. And as a crab gets near the top, another crab tends to grab his back leg and pull him back down while trying to pull themselves up. So essentially, none of the crabs ever get out of the bag or the barrel or the pot, because as soon as somebody is close to getting out, another one is pulling them back down. And that's a mentality that a lot of people tend to have. And, you know, I'm black, so I don't, you know, I've never identified as anything other than that. So I don't know what happens in the white community or in the Hispanic community or in the Latino community. I don't know what happens there, but I know that happens for sure in the African American or in the black community. That happens a lot. So what is happening right now, and I've been a part of this for a while, and I really want to stop. There's this comparison of like LeBron James to Michael Jordan. And I've gotten caught up in some discussion about it. And the reason being, you know, black people that I see, Black people are the only ones that I see do this, where they go back and forth with their heroes or their athletic heroes or their athletic stars. And it almost becomes like you got to put one down to lift one up, and that crab pot mentality. And part of this, I don't know how much of this is, you understand, for the crab pot mentality to take place, there has to be the bag, or there has to be the barrel, or there has to be the pot that's on the stove. If there's no pot on the stove, or there's no barrel of crabs, or no bag of crabs, then the crab pot mentality never takes place. And like Jay-Z said, right after, you know, Nipsey Hussle passed away, you know, he was talking about how, you know, we never realized that crabs don't even belong in a barrel. And it's interesting to me because I don't see any other race of people doing this. You know, you know, I don't hear people bashing Roger Clemens to praise John Smoltz. You know, so I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying I'm not aware of it. If it does, you know, if you're a listener out there and you see that that does happen, feel free to write into the show. Let me know. But the reason that I may just stop watching the show altogether, for one, I know that the Bulls end up winning the title, but I'm learning some things about, you know, Michael Jordan and about the Bulls that I, quite frankly, did not want to know or need to know. You know, they say ignorance is bliss, and you know, sometimes getting more information really can hurt. You know, it can give you the truth. It can give you another side and give you another perspective, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that perspective is going to leave a positive taste in your mouth. And really, I'm getting a negative taste put in my mouth. For one, the show called The Last Dance is supposed to be about the Chicago Bulls last season, and everything is through the eyes of Michael Jordan, which I have a problem with because it's a team game, you know, and the way that, you know, him talking to certain players and you know, getting into it, telling them not to feed Horace Grant and, you know, calling Scottie Pippen selfish and doing all these things. And it's not just him, you know, even Pippen not going back into the game because Coach Jackson had him to take the ball out. You know, that just shows the scope of how small-minded they were in that moment. You know, I don't know them personally, so I don't know what their home life is like. So I'm just talking about at that moment. I mean, like, you got the world watching. You got kids wanting to grow up and be like you, and you telling me that you playing in the playoffs, your team facing elimination, and coach is asking you to take the ball out of bounds, and you refuse to go back in the game. I cannot get down with that. That's what I would call a cancer. You know, just that mentality. And to say that, okay, well, Michael Jordan wanted to win, like, you're implying that everybody else on the team wanted to lose. Who signs up for anything to lose? Have you ever gotten in a foot race with intent on losing? No, I haven't. I mean, that's just the nature of sport and of competition. So for you to say, oh, well, MJ's had this will to win, as if the other 14 people on the team and all the coaches didn't have the will to win. Hello. You know, so anyway, so I might just start watching it because of that. Just because I don't want to be in that hamster wheel, you know, as somebody who owns the barrel laughing and saying, oh, look at them. There they go again. They're tearing one down to pick one up. And essentially nobody really ever makes it out because they all just going to pull each other back down anyway. And that, my friend, I do not want to be a part of. Okay. Make sure that you tune in to the sponsor segment of the show. I'll be sure to add a sponsor segment. I'm going to try to put it on right about now. Let's see if we can get that in there. So I hope that makes sense to everybody. You know, I really do think Michael Jordan was probably the greatest two guard that we ever saw. But I also think that he played in an era where they were the first super, they were the only super team. I'm not going to say they were the first, but they were the only super team in that era. They were playing small ball before anybody else was. They were stretching the floor out. And plus the rules, I think, benefited them. So anyway, that's a whole nother episode. So let's get a paid segment in right now. All right. Thanks for sticking in there with us. Coming back now. Now let's change gears a little bit and let's shift our focus and let's talk about Ahmaud Arbery. It's very gruesome. It felt like I was watching something in the Serengeti or something on Animal Planet, you know, like when they chase these animals out you know, and somebody's kind of sitting there with a gun ready to pick them off and shoot them and stuff like that. And, you know, for me, for the guy to be videotaping, you know, from behind, I'm like, well, how did you know to videotape this? Why would you do that? And as the video, you know, before the video stops, you even see this same guy, you know, you hear him slow down, you hear him take his seatbelt off as if he is ready to get out and be active. However, he does not, you know, so there was no sense of panic, no sense of urgency as to stopping the shooting. You know, I just find it really, really ironic that, you know, that this whole thing is supposedly was a citizen's arrest. And my thing is, you know, if it's a citizen's arrest, if you thought or you suspected that this young brother was stealing something from a construction site and you thought it was best to detain him as a citizen's arrest, which the law in Georgia does say. That's the thing. We have to keep remembering each state has, you know, states have rights. States have their own laws. So if that's the law that they have on the books, then okay. So my thing now is, well, you're suspecting that he stole something. Now, you are supposed to catch people in the criminal act, right? Now, this guy recording saw people shoot him. He saw people shoot him. So, again, you know, now I'm thinking about, okay, well, the level of crime here. So, I suspect that he stole something from a construction site. Now, a home that's being built, I used to work in construction. So when you're looking at, there are materials that are on construction site for new homes. And I'm talking about like doors, trim, windows, trusses, there's PVC, there's piping, there's all kind of stuff. Now, I saw a video, I did not see, you know, Ahmaud Arbery with any bags. I didn't see him, you know, carrying any sets of tools or saws or anything like that. Those things usually show up with contractors and leave the same day. So if he stole something from a construction site, it ain't look like he had nothing on him. Number one. Number two, if you're going to detain somebody for a crime that you think that they commit, but you didn't see it, then you're already in violation of the law. And then this brother who is videotaping, clearly you saw them shoot him. I mean, so like, what did you guys do? Did you just get in a car and drive off? Did you try to resuscitate him? Did you call the ambulance? Or did you just give each other high fives and be like, yeah, we got one? So to me, you know, growing up in the South, you know, it sucks and it's disgusting. But that's lynch mob type stuff. You know, that's public humiliation. That's hanging. That's you telling me in the middle of the day in the suburbs, somebody could fire off three shotgun shots, and don't nobody come outside and say, hey, what's going on? That don't add up to me, man. And then you talking about having to go tell this boy's mother, and for 2 months this thing been covered up. To me, that's even worse. Like, it's disgusting that Ahmaud lost his life like that, and that's very tragic. But to me, what's even worse is the way that this stuff is being covered up. You know, the way that, you know, when the district attorney is like, no, don't go arrest him because that's my homeboy. And see, that makes me think, like, how many other people been arrested in that county? On some, nah, arrest him, that's my homeboy. Don't arrest him, because that's my homeboy. Nah, you don't really have the evidence. Because now we trying to see, like, who really in bed together. Because the older gentleman was a cop. So if he a cop and he in bed with the district attorney, right, who probably in bed with the judge also. So you got people who just walk around, probably innocent, who getting arrested by this one, tried by that one, and sentenced by this one. But you want us to, say that Blue Lives Matter and All Lives Matter, and you know, this is the reason why. This is the reason why, because I'm usually not like holding a sign saying Black Lives Matter and that kind of stuff. I'm usually not that guy. But you have to understand, in 2020, you can be in broad daylight in a subdivision. You can be shot 3 times or shot at 3 times, shot with a shotgun. Nobody come outside to see it. And it get covered up. If you black. That's the tough part. That's the tough part. That's the part that, as disgusting as the murder of Aubrey was, that's the part that makes you feel powerless. That's the part that makes you feel hopeless. Like doomed. Like there's nothing you can do. Like the police supposed to protect you. I mean, maybe I have the wrong, you know, idea about the police, because, you know, I've been taught that the police are supposed to protect and serve and preserve, you know, our society, and they don't want to kill it. I mean, he a former cop, and then the DA covering it up, and it's cool for 2 months. Like, ain't nobody said, hey, man, this not cool. That's the tough part about it. Because it make you feel hopeless. It make you feel like you don't have any power. You know, I had a good friend of mine, Coach Spencer, Spenny, my guy. And, you know, he was talking about, well, what can you do? And I'm just like, I think the first step is you need to see color. You need to see color. Don't say, hey, man, I'm cool. I get along with you. I don't see black. I just see Jonathan. No, see color. See the fact that, what I mean by see color is see and acknowledge the fact that we live in two different Americas on the same soil. We live in a country where a 25-year-old black guy can be shot in broad daylight and is covered up for 2 months. That's where we live. That's the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. And we don't know how many states got citizens arrest laws. Florida got the stand your ground law. I mean, this is where we live. This is the country we live in. Understanding that's real. So no, some things are different to me because my American experience is different than yours. And because my experience is different than yours, that does not mean that it's not valid or that it's not true. So that's what I mean by see color. See the color. See the fact that, yeah, I'm worried because I got a son who lives in Jacksonville, less than an hour away from there, who probably gonna end up going outside and running at some point. Yes, I want you to see that. Because when you see it, then you are acknowledging that it is real. It's just like my wife Erica is white, and I love her, okay? Erica can come home and tell me something about life and the experience being a white female. And whatever she tells me is her experience as a white female, I have to take that as gold. I can't challenge that. I can't say, oh, no, you lying or that ain't real, because it's her experience. It's her reality. And I have to value that, man. And that's what makes us all unique, and that makes us all different. It's the same thing with people who are Latino. It's the same thing with people who are Hispanic. Same thing with people of Asian descent. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with tall people. See, while we out here worrying about Donald Trump and who he running against and coronavirus and all this other stuff, and you got people being shot in broad daylight, and it's covered up by the district attorney office. Don't go arrest them. That's the tough part. That is the tough part. So I hope everybody's blessed and understand. So I hope everybody's good. And I appreciate you tuning in to the show. Thank you. As always, man, you can reach out to us at www.coachjohnwillis.com. Email is coachjohnwillis@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at mo_minutes at coach_john_willis. Hard Knocks, HARDKNOX 6, Snapchat. So make sure you reach out to us and let us know if you got any comments, questions, topics you want to hear us talk about on the show. Other than that, until next time. Until next time, I'm gonna leave you with a thought. What are you telling your kids today to make sure that they don't kill my kids tomorrow? That's a deep question. Grace and peace. We love you all.